The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 18, Text Number 45, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on December 13, 2015, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tada Arya Dharma Pravaliyate Nrinam Varna Ashrama Achara Yuta Trai Maya Tata Arta Kama Abhiniveshita Atmanam Shunam Kapinam Eva Varnasankara Tadarya Dharma Pravaliyate Nrinam Varnashrama Chara Yulastra Yimaya Tarto Takama Vivineshitatmanam Shunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankara Tadarya Dharma Pravaliyate Nrinam Varnashramachara Yutastrayimaya Tatarta Kama Vivineshitatmanam Shunam Kapinam Ivavarna Sankara. Tada! At that time, Arya, progressive civilization, Dharma, engagement, Pravaliyate, is systematically vanquished. Nrinam, of humankind, Varna, caste, Ashrama, orders of society, Achara Yuta, composed in a good manner, Trayimaya, in terms of the Vedic injunction, Tata, thereafter, Artha, economic development, Kama, Abhinivisheta, fully absorbed in sense gratification, Atmanam, of men, Shunam, like dogs, Kapinam, like monkeys, Eva, thus, Varnasankara, unwanted population. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. At that time, the people in general will fall systematically from the path of a progressive civilization in respect to the qualitative engagements of the castes in the orders of society and the Vedic injunctions. Thus, they will be more attracted to economic development for sense gratification, and as a result, there will be an unwanted population on the level of dogs and monkeys. Sounds like 2016 to me, the present moment. Purport. It is foretold herein that in the absence of a monarchical regime, the general mass of people will be an unwanted population like dogs and monkeys. As the monkeys are too sexually inclined and dogs are shameless in sexual intercourse, the general mass of population born of illegitimate connection will systematically go astray from the Vedic way of good manners and qualitative engagements in the castes and orders of life. The Vedic way of life is the progressive march of the civilization of the Aryans. The Aryans are progressive in Vedic civilization. The Vedic civilization's destination is to go back to Godhead, back home, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. The Vedas direct everyone not to remain in the darkness of the material world, but to go towards the light of the spiritual kingdom far beyond the material sky. The qualitative caste system and the orders of life are scientifically planned by the Lord and his representatives, the great rishis. The perfect way of life gives all sorts of instructions in things both material and spiritual. The Vedic way of life does not allow any man to be like the monkeys and the dogs. A degraded civilization of sense gratification and economic development is the byproduct of a godless or a kingless government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people should therefore not begrudge the poor administration they themselves elect. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschajadesha Tarine. Prabhupada is here saying, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is a child growing up in the U.S., of USA. This was like scripture for us, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yes, America. Of the people, by the people, and for them. This is what we learned as little children. This is the great purity of our country, that we are the best country in the whole world because we're of the people, by the people, and for the people. But actually, it's ridiculous. Because what are the people? These people are on the level of dogs and monkeys. A government by the people. If you have a government run by dogs and monkeys, it will simply create more dogs and monkeys. Is it? Of the people, by the people, and for the people. So such a government, their only motive then is to give sense gratification to the people. Therefore not such government has... The president now is in favor of gay marriage, is he? For the people, yes. Monkeys and dogs. Gay marriage, yes, go for it. It's great, you see. In this way, this is a so-called government. Prabhupada here talks about a monarchical regime. He makes this point in the absence of a monarchical regime. And then he says, the greatest civilization is the result of a godless or kingless government. So Prabhupada here is twice equating a monarchical regime with a God-conscious government. Twice in the same purport. Now, you don't have necessarily have to have a monarchical regime to have Krishna consciousness. That point is also... But the point is, a monarchical regime is favorable, very favorable for Krishna consciousness in society. The Varnashram system is based on a monarchical regime, not a so-called democratic regime. But there's probably nobody qualified to be monarchs. Whatever monarchs they've had in the world, just like they have Queen Elizabeth, they've taken all the power away. Even the royal family has to pay taxes. Is it? It's not monarchy. It's a so-called, they have so-called monarchies. I don't know if there's any absolute monarchies now on this planet. There might be one or two countries. They want democracy because the monarchs are corrupt and they're not qualified to be monarchs, so they want to have democracy. But the people are not qualified either, you see. They want to have, instead of having the Kshatriyas rule, they want the Shudras now in charge. The Shudras on the caravel are monkeys and dogs. So what kind of situation it will create? Shvavidra ushdrakarai sangshutak pajushak pachu najatta karma pato peto jatta namagadagra jaha. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses, praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from all evils. So what caliber of people will you produce when the government men are dogs, hogs, camels and asses? You simply produce more dogs, hogs, camels and asses, that's all. So whatever type of leadership we have in the world, it has to be Krishna conscious. That's why in our Krishna Ganga movement, our mission is to take over the world as soon as possible, you see. Because these rascals can't lead it properly. There needs to be Krishna conscious leadership in every country. Mauritius, the UK, South Africa, US, Russia, China, everywhere there must be Krishna conscious leaders. That's one of the items of the agendas of our movement. That's not going to be done by guns and bombs. That will be done by the ultimate bomb, which is Prabhupada's books, massive distribution of Prabhupada's books. That's why you should take every opportunity to distribute Prabhupada's books to everybody you meet, wherever you go, you see. Because by this massive book distribution, we'll see. We see that people get the books, they're interested to come to our centers. When they read Prabhupada's books and they go, wow, that's amazing. Then they want to come to our temple to learn more what they're reading in the books. So this book distribution is an essential item for making the world Krishna conscious. It's the central propaganda means of our movement of educating the world society in the higher values of life. Prabhupada said, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. Greater Madanga. We can play the Madanga drum in this room. It will be heard maybe a few feet away outside the door, but you can't hear it even across the street over there, you see. But this Madanga of Prabhupada's books, it is a drum that will be heard all over the world. Even in his final days in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was lying there in his deathbed. He said, they say the old man is dying in Vrindavan, but I am playing on my Madanga and is being heard all over the world. So this book distribution is absolutely essential. If you want to bring the people beyond the level of dogs and monkeys, if you want to elevate them to the proper position of human life, you have to give them Krishna consciousness. Without Krishna consciousness, you're nothing but Dvipada Pashu, a two-legged animal. When you get old, you become a Tripada Pashu when you walk with a cane. You simply be an animal without Krishna consciousness. So we have to take this opportunity now that Prabhupada has given us and Prabhupada's servants have given us to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness, to become very serious, not to just take this as some social organization. This is an institution meant to train its members how to become self-realized. That's the purpose of this society. This kind of movement is not the International Society for Social Consciousness. ISSOC, or whatever. International Society for Social Consciousness. It is the International Society for Krishna consciousness. So if you're a member of ISKCON, then you should be cultivating Krishna consciousness. If you're not, you're not really a member of ISKCON, you see. You can wear tilak on the nose or put on a sari or a dhoti. and go Hari Bol. But if you're not really serious about cultivating Krishna consciousness, you're not part of ISKCON, really, in the real sense of the term. So be a true ISKCONer. You see, this is what Prabhupada wants. You be a true member of ISKCON by seriously cultivating your Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not some artificial imposition on your mind. You have pure Krishna consciousness already within you. It has been sleeping within your heart for millions and billions of lifetimes. Do you know you're actually one of Krishna's eternal associates from the spiritual world? And you've just been playing this game with Maya here in the material world for thousands and millions of lifetimes, cheating yourself big time. So stop cheating yourself. Come back to your original identity as Krishna's eternal servant. Jivara Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. Don't think otherwise. Any other thoughts, kick them out right now with boot. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. So you have to get back to your original identity by the process of sadhana bhakti given by Srila Prabhupada, taught to you by Prabhupada, taught to you by your spiritual masters, and by senior Vaishnavas and by the scriptures, how to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness. It's not really difficult if you follow the process. If you invent your own process, it's impossible to awaken your Krishna consciousness. But Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, if you will follow the pathway of the Mahajans, you will easily awaken it. Does anybody have a hard time striking a match? Not difficult to strike a match. Fire immediately comes out. But if the match is wet, you can go on striking it for a million years. The fire will never come out. So to follow the process as it is means striking a dry match. To concoct, to add some sense gratification to the process, I mean you're putting water on the match. It will never ignite. Do not add sense gratification to the process of Krishna consciousness. Keep it pure. It's like there's that old acronym, KISS. K-I-S-S. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Is it? Keep it simple. Don't just try to develop pure love for God. Don't add anything else in. No karma. No jnana, you see. That devotional service must be completely free from all karma and jnana and yoga in order to fully satisfy the self. So just say, okay, Krishna, now I want to fully surrender to you. I understand I don't need anything else except pure devotional service. So just give me pure devotional service and let everything else take care of itself. If I just focus on pure love for you, what does Krishna say in the Gita? Ananyaschintayanto mam yejana prayapasate tesham nichapayuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Prabhupada explains that Krishna personally delivers to your door all of your necessities. Whatever you may need, spiritually, materially, whatever you need, Krishna will see that you get it. If you just take up this position of exclusive devotion to Krishna, I have one devotion only, and that is to Krishna. I'm not devoted to anything else except for Krishna. That's it. That's pure bhakti. So the spiritual master is there as the representative of Krishna. Devotion to the spiritual master is devotion to Krishna. In fact, Krishna says, when you become devoted to my devotee, that is when you're my best devotee, you see. So devotion to Krishna means devotion to your spiritual master. As confirmed in the Adi Purana. Ye me bhakta jana parata. Na me bhakta te janaha, mad bhakchanam chiye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, if you're my devotee, na me bhaktas. You're not my devotee. But if you're the devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. So you have to find out a devotee that you can fully give yourself to that devotee. You have to find out a pure devotee of the Lord you can fully surrender yourself to. Because then and only then will Krishna recognize you as being his devotee. Prabhupada often quoted the English maxim in this regard. He said, "If you love me, love my dog." So the spiritual master is the dog of God. And if you love the dog, you see, the master will accept you. It reminds me, there's even a little folk song like that. Every time I go to town, people keep kicking my dog around. It wasn't very happy, you see. So you have to honor the spiritual master. You have to honor the spiritual master. Krishna will never, if you're offensive toward the spiritual master, Krishna will never accept you. You must honor the spiritual master. Therefore we pray, that prayer. Yasha prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasha prasadad nagati kutopi, dayamstu vamstasya yasastri sangyam, vande guru shri charanaravindam. By pleasing the spiritual master, you say you please Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement whatsoever. Therefore, at least three times a day, Tri Sanja, I must offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my beloved Guru Maharaj. You see, this very important principle. You cannot become Krishna conscious without going through the transparent via medium of the spiritual master. Of course, it is also stated that we have a direct connection with Krishna. It's simultaneously direct and indirect. But how is it that you get a direct connection with Krishna? It is through the mercy of the spiritual master you get a direct connection with Krishna. Is it? So it's simultaneously direct and indirect. Just like a mundane example. Let's say I talk to you on my mobile phone. Am I directly talking to you? Sure. Am I directly talking to you? No. I'm putting some sound vibrations into the mobile phone, which translate into electrical impulses, which transmits it into radio waves, which goes through the ether. It comes, it's directed through all kinds of routing systems. And then it comes back to the other phone, and the radio waves are transferred electrical impulses, which are put into a little speaker, and it sounds like somebody's talking to you, you see. So actually, I'm not directly talking to you. I'm just putting some sound vibrations into my mobile phone. So it's direct and indirect simultaneously. In the same way, we are directly and indirectly connected with Krishna through the transparent via medium of the spiritual master. Yeah, we're directly connected. By his mercy, through the medium of Guru, we are directly in contact with Krishna. So try to understand the importance of disciplic succession. Try to understand the importance of having a spiritual master. And not only the spiritual master is worshipable, but all Vaishnavas are actually worshipable. We sing, Anande Balohari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Manjayama. Narottam Das has written very nice words. Anande Bolo Hadi, ecstatically chant the name of Krishna, Bhaja Vrindavan, and worship that holy place known as Sri Vrindavan Dham. Ananda Bolo Hadi, Bhaja Vrindavan, Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Madhya Yuman, and always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So not only Guru, but Vaishnavas also. There we pray every day, Vanchakapatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patirang Bhavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and they are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Are you like that? Are you full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls? You're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. And if you're not, you've got to do something about it. You see, go out and distribute books. That's a manifestation of compassion. You see, tell people about Krishna. Shivat Prashadam. Do something to help people become Krishna conscious. Do something to help the world be. Otherwise, you're not a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. We pray it every day. You see? So be an actual Vaishnava. You say, well, it's such a big stretch. Can I just think about myself? Well, I'll clue you in. If you only think about your own happiness, you will never be happy, not in a million years. Do you start thinking about making everybody in the whole world happy by sharing Krishna with as much as you possible with everybody you can in the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Deka Tadikaha Krishna Upadesha Maragaya Guru Horyotaridesh, you will find unlimited happiness at every minute of your day. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, and even in your dreams, you will have unlimited happiness. If you take up this mood of compassion, I must dedicate my life for giving Krishna to others. This is the purpose of my existence on this planet. I have a twofold purpose here in this earth planet where I am right now. One, to develop pure love of God, and two, to give Krishna to everybody as much as possible. You see? If you take up these two things, then you're very solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. I must develop pure bhakti, and I must give Krishna to the world. That's your mission as a human being on this planet right now. You must become a pure devotee, and you must give Krishna to the world. That's your duty. Embrace that duty, and anxiety will never touch your heart ever again. I guarantee you. If anxiety is touching your heart, it means you have not embraced your duty to be a pure devotee and to give Krishna to the world. You haven't embraced your duty. That's it. You're sloughing off on your duty. That's why you're in anxiety. So embrace that duty tightly, to be Krishna, to become a pure devotee and to give Krishna to the world, and I guarantee you, you'll be the happiest person in the whole world. Or one of the happiest people in the whole world. Same thing. Same thing. So I can ask now if there's any questions. What does it mean by Krishna's special mercy? That means he treats you as an individual. Krishna will treat you as his dearest devotee. That's what it means, special mercy. Krishna, just like Krishna danced with every gopi in the Rasa dance, making her feel that she was the most special of all the gopis, isn't it? And every queen in Dwarka also the same thing. Krishna will treat you as if you're the number one devotee. That's what special mercy means. You're treated as Krishna's most special devotee in all of existence. That's what he'll do. If you fully give yourself to him, he will fully give himself to you. As if you're the only one who has him. Like he did with the gopis and the queens in Dwarka. That's special mercy. I heard you have a couple of gay disciples. Actually, gay means happy. All my disciples are gay. See, they've taken the word gay and they made it a homosexual. Actually, homosexuals are not gay. Gay means happy. If you look it up, it's a word for happy. But they've taken that word and adopted it. Now we are gay, the gay people. Actually, they're not gay. The gay people are the devotees. They're the ones who are truly gay, you see. Yeah, it means happy, actually. You look in the dictionary, that's a new meaning they've added since the 60s. But before that, gay always meant happy. They just took the word and they hijacked the word for their own nonsense. They hijacked the word. The word gay doesn't belong to the homosexuals. It means happy. Check your dictionary. It means happy. So I'm very gay. I'm a really gay person. We're all gay. Devotees are all gay. The gays are not gay. They're miserable. They're miserable. They're not gay. The gays are not gay. They're miserable people. But yes, there was a gay couple who became my disciples. And I don't, because of all the prejudice, I keep them secret, know who they were, or who they are, but they completely, I tell them, Now, see, the ISKCON, there's some people who they call the lesbian gay Vaishnava alliance, but the Kavla, the gay lesbian Vaishnava, gay lesbian life, something like that. But their propaganda is not really proper from what I've seen. The proper understanding is that, see, they want to facilitate, there's some idea now, we facilitate gay people in our movement, just like we have. Somebody was preaching they called gay monogamy, that, you know, just like our householders, they're totally dedicated to each other, and we honor that relationship between husband and wife, that dedication to each other. So we should do the same for the gay people as well. That's an argument that some devotees have made. They call it gay monogamy, that if there's a gay couple who are totally dedicated to each other, they don't mess around with anybody else, then we should honor them for being a couple. But that's completely bogus. Completely bogus. Their argument is because our householders have illicit sex and we condone it, therefore we should tell them the gay people to also have illicit sex. But where does Prabhupada ever condone the householders having illicit sex? It's completely bogus. We don't say it, well, it's okay, you can go ahead and get initiated if you're not strictly following the principles. No. And if you're having sex other than procreation once in a month after chanting 50 rounds, it's perverted. Just as gay sex is perversion, that's a perversion. If householders are not strictly following Prabhupada's rule, they are perverts. I'm telling you the truth. Any householder is not strictly following Prabhupada's system of having sex only in one month a month after chanting 50 rounds, they are perverts. It's like gays are perverts. The same thing. They're using sex for sense gratification. So I told these boys like that, they were very enlivened, that actually anyone who has sex outside of procreation is a pervert. And they understand it's perversion. So this idea of gay monogamy is completely rubbish. It's perversion. Any sex which is not for procreation is a perversion of the proper utilization of the genitals, which are meant simply for procreation, not for recreation. So, we're all, said some of the things, yeah, they're like low class, they're gays, they're low class, how we can let them in. But actually, we're all low class. We're all low class. If you're masturbating, you're low class. You see, you're having sex outside of the regulated principles according to Prabhupada's instructions, you're low class. We're all low class. Why would you think, oh, yeah, we can let those low class people in? No, we're all low class. Don't be proud thinking, yes, I'm very high class because I'm not gay. No, we're all low class people. Very low class monkeys and dogs. All of us. We're monkeys and dog mentality. We're produced from monkey and dog parents. We have monkey dog mentality. All of us do. So don't become proud. You see, thinking, yes, well, I'm not gay. You see, we're all perverted. You see, engaged in sense gratification. So actually, these boys are two of my favorite disciples. They're very good disciples. Very good design. Why do we also worship, have small deities of Radha Krishna in the temple? What is the significance? That can be used for the for festivals, like a swinging festival where you swing, like Julanatra, you can swing the deities. A big deities you cannot swing, but a small you can swing. I've heard that if a temple has a brahmachari ashram, the yatra is a successful one. It depends on the caliber of the brahmacharis. I've seen this success story in many temples, and I've seen successful temples that don't have brahmachari ashrams also, like ISKCON Houston doesn't have a brahmachari ashram. It's a very successful temple. Brahmacharis are a great asset for the society. The real thing is pure devotees. Even if there aren't any brahmacharis, if the householders are pure devotees, that's what counts. Pure devotees. Those who are pure, whether you're a Hausa or you're a Brahmachari, you're a Sannyasi, you're a Vanaprastha, that doesn't matter. If you were fully, purely practicing Krishna consciousness, you are first class devotee and first class preacher as well. How can we overcome the difficulties to convince our kids who are in schools from facing mundane challenges? Why are you sending your kids to the butcher shop? Why aren't you educating them at home? Homeschooling or starting your own school? That's your fault if you're sending them to the school. Homeschooling is legal in this country? It's illegal? You sure it's illegal? You can't... Homeschooling? Anybody, homeschooling is legal, yeah. You can order it from the internet. Homeschooling kits are... There's a book you can get from Krishna.com, how to homeschool your kids. Rudha Devi Dasi. She homeschooled her little boy, Ravi, all the way through from kindergarten to 12th grade, all at home. And then at age 13, he entered the university and excelled in the university. So it's your fault if you're sending the kids to the Karmi school. You're sending them to the butcher shop. You should homeschool them. Or start your own school here for the kids. My disciples in Melbourne are doing that. They're homeschooling their little boy, Sunit. Krishneet. And he's beyond his academic level by about 2 years now. You see? You can get a hold of it. If you want to do it, you can do it. You just have to, one parent has to stay at home, that's all. If both parents go to work, you can't do it. Or you can pool it, but get a few families together. There's ways to do it, but if you're sending him to the slaughterhouse, that's your fault. Your fault. Please accept, do animals incur sinful reactions? No, they do not. They're just burning off sinful reactions. Animals cannot sin. It's impossible. Animals cannot sin. Why human beings behave like animals at times? No, they're behaving like animals all the time. That's your misperception. At times, no. All the time they're behaving like animals. Because they're not properly trained. Because the teachers are not devotees. Because you don't have Krishna conscious government. Therefore, because you don't have Krishna conscious movies, Krishna conscious television, Krishna conscious books. Because the whole world is polluted with sense gratification, propaganda. Therefore, everyone's acting like animals. What is the meaning of unwanted population according to the scriptures? People who are not Krishna conscious, they are a burden to the earth. Unwanted population are Shudras, yes, are less than Shudras actually. How can we go out and distribute Krishna consciousness to others when we are not solidly fixed in our own unconsciousness? Distribute Prabhupada's book. Connect them with Prabhupada. Connect them with your spiritual master. In this way, the bats in the mountains have exploded in a population beyond control. They are destroying our fruits, especially our lovely lychees. The government has given the green light to kill them. It is a sinful act if we do it. Yeah. To become a bat in your neglect. So you have to find another way to protect your lychee fruits. The best way is to maintain one's spiritual life. 16 rounds in the four regulative principles. Very simple. And avoid the 10 offenses. If you'll do that, you'll chant 16 rounds, at least 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Strictly avoid these things, no illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And you will sincerely always try to avoid the 10 offenses. Then your spiritual life will flourish like anything, and pure love of God will awaken within your heart as soon as possible. So our time, questions have run out. Anything else? Any other question? Everybody satisfied? Ready to awaken the pure love of God within your heart? And ready to make the world Krishna conscious? Yes? Okay, let's do it. Let's take over the world for Prabhupada as soon as possible. Becoming pure devotees and telling everybody about Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Koda Premanandi.
Maharaj ki jai.